This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Saddle up. Roll out. The battle for the future is here. I've got the most powerful news of the day. An analysis you're not going to get anywhere else. And I have to keep pointing that out because we've got their number. Coming up in the next segment. The great exodus out of America's blue cities is accelerating. And we are going to break all of this down when we come back. And then a very interesting article out of the Associated Press about how the CIA, the NSA, Defense Intelligence, the FBI are all meeting with the cast and crew, writers and directors of the show Homeland, to help them attack yours truly better. Now remember, the president supposedly runs these agencies, but they're all actively against him at those levels, at those divisions. The people actually fighting and doing HUMET and all the real stuff are almost all listeners, patriots. I'm not exaggerating. That's why they hate this show. But the brain bugs, the academics, the rulers, the Ivy League, they all want to be big movie stars. And so they all sit there and they even give billions of dollars a year to Hollywood to foment this crap like Jordan Klepper's program and Homeland, which they say is based around Alex Jones. But then it's not based around Alex Jones. And again, why are there more than 10 shows about me that aren't what I actually say? Why are there hundreds of articles a day? It's now reached stratospheric insane asylum portions. I'm a white supremacist in the show that stages terror attacks and has thousands of employees that run fake news. And I want to kill the president. And it's even admitted, you know, how the CIA hoodwinked Hollywood. They didn't hoodwink them. Hollywood is the CIA. The CIA is just a holding company. The CIA is just a big nest of military-industrial complex money-making. And so I've got that article. I want to get into it. Again, it's not about talking about ourselves. We have to do this because they are stealing our identity, misrepresenting who we are, committing cultural crimes in the eye of the people, and then they suspend disbelief. And then they believe when they walk up to me on the street and pour coffee on my head or tell me I'm a Nazi or tell Milo, I never played that yet, I still want to play that when we get to this, when they, you know, run him out of a bar screaming Nazi, 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 when he's a gay Jewish man. Now let's just go out to break with that. And the left is funded and run by a real Nazi collaborator. Here it is.
Nazis don't get out! 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 Nazis don't get out!
Pause real quick. This is what Nazis did. They kicked Jews and other people out of bars and then out of their own companies and then they put them in ghettos. I mean, do you understand the level? But like a bunch of zombies, body snatchers. I got one that can see. Get him. Let's go out to break with this. Nazi scum. Here it is.
Scum, get out!
Everybody close.
Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out! Nazi scum, get out!
victory. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Coming up in the next hour, the real Indian from India, he's American and inventor of email, great guy, we've had him on many times. He is running against Elizabeth Warren and doing good in the polls, and they banned his posters from him being able to even advertise. Shiva, U.S. Senate 2018, real Indian running against Senator Elizabeth Warren, sues after city tells him to stop calling her a fake Indian. That's the politically correct folks. Oh, that hurts a U.S. senator's fault. The Native American groups said there's no registry of her. There's no background of her having any Native American background. And that it's a fraud. But, oh, she's a public figure, but she's a woman. So, see, you can't talk bad about her. He's going to be joining us now. Let's get into the issue of issues. That if you tie this together with globalism, you tie it together with the larger strategic plans, if you understand what's going on, you understand it all. The globalists are multinational corporations that have set up a planetary system of corporate governance that was very near completion until the populist counterstrikes of the last few years that you have seen take place all over the world, that myself and many others have diligently worked for in the 1776 worldwide plan. My plan, but it was actually an amalgamation of other Americana reboot plans. But the 1776 worldwide plan has been adopted informally by patriots and intelligence agencies around the world. I will just go ahead and tell you why the globalists hate us so much, because they know that we are putting out the plans that get adopted, because they just make pure Americana sense, coming right out of Texas, of course. Not bragging, just a fact. Get to know why they hate us so much. So they exploit the third world, they build no real infrastructure, they block the third world getting infrastructure, which would actually make the third world only have 2 children on average, which if you believe in overpopulation, which has happened in some areas, it handles it. And the World Commission on Population got into this in 49, but they decided to go with the plan of overpopulation, exploiting the overpopulation to deindustrialize the West, and then to use those third world populations later as a reverse colonization battering ram to smash the middle class, bring it down, and then only have a super elite and a giant slave class under it. You wonder why Asia and Latin America and Africa don't have an upper, don't have a middle class, because it's a system designed called feudalism where the people are serfs, and it's been adopted as a neo feudalistic, planetary technocracy, a breakaway high-tech civilization above, tax-exempt, diplomatic immunity, above the law, corporate reservations, offshore systems. They then bring in policies that are phased in, where they first bring in systems to get you dependent on the government. They then put in their people into the academia, into banking, into government, into media. They then move in with a socialist programming template to get the next generation even more dependent. And then by the third generation of this, you see what's happened in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, everywhere. It turns into an abject depopulation nightmare. Because by design, they get rid of the infrastructure. They take it over. They cede it to the party officials who become fabulously wealthy. They all move to Luxembourg or to New York City or to Switzerland or to Tasmania or to Kauai or to New Zealand. You go to New Zealand, you go to Kauai, there's rich Latin Americans with helicopter pads and, you know, living in 10,000, square foot guest houses or 10,000 square foot, 30, 40,000 square foot houses, private jets and line the fields. There's rich Chinese, there's rich Latin Americans, there's rich Africans, there's rich Eastern Europeans, there's rich Americans, and they're the ruling class. And they come in with chicken feed socialism at just enough to make you survive. Then they start cutting the resources off in the middle phase and say, oh, the right wingers, the nationalists, they're trying to take your free money. They're trying to take what you're surviving on. You fight and put in a government that then promises even more socialism, even more communism, even more redistribution. And then the middle class that owned factories and farms and businesses and pharmacies and farms and all these things, they get taken over. And they still let the people that own them be the managers, and they get a small part of the profit. In the next phase, they get rid of them completely. Things completely implode. There's war in the streets, children, eating out of trash cans. All the dogs and cats get eaten. The animals at the zoo get eaten. Talk about Venezuela. You have a complete collapse, and then there's a revolution financed by the jackals, by the IMF, by the World Bank, by the CIA. This is all on record. It's been declassified. They come in, overthrow the communists, but leave the communist infrastructure and the schools and the politically correct culture in. They leave all the communists in, but the top three layers. Then they put corporate functionaries in over the communist managers. The people that sold the country out are long gone, living in $500 million palaces in Switzerland, literally, like Manuel Noriega had before he turned on them. But the news doesn't show that unless you turn on them. Then you get to see Noriega's $100 million palace. Then he gets taken over militarily. So I've kind of set some of the background here before I get to this. So after they get everything looted, everything that was in private hands into government hands, that's brought down. Then the corporate fascists come in, just like Obama told 2 years ago before he left office. He was down in Latin America on a tour, and he told the Chileans, he told the Brazilians, he told them all. He said, he played the clip many times. He said, listen, communism and capitalism are good. China's communist, then it works with the capitalists. And he's explaining to their PhD students, you're going to manage that and make a lot of money. Your people will be slaves. You'll put communism on them, but the money will go to you offshore. And the two things work together. They're both good. Well, because it's called slavery. It's what China does. And so that's the phase. They put Mao in 49. In the next 30 years, he kills 80 plus million of his own people, forces everybody off the land into compact cities, builds all these globalist finance factories, kills all the Christians, kills all the Buddhists, mortar attacks the Dalai Lama's house. You know the story. It's all on record. And then after all that, Mao dies. They arrest his wife. They blame the communism. They say that they're going to reform. And then the corporate fascism comes in. They still call it communist. You're getting the exact globalist program. This is how they do it. And it's not my opinion. Gerald Quigley wrote Tragedy and Hope describing how it works. That's how I understand it. I didn't just figure it out my own little selfie here. head of Georgetown Political Science did. You know, the same ones had to withdraw their suit on me yesterday. But they're very solid, don't worry. But it was so bad, I could absolutely win and slap back on them. So they think the new one's going to be good. Oh, that's a fraud too, I'm sure, so don't worry. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, it's critical to back up from this when we come back, and I will then lay out how they're going to do that here in the United States. But see, they don't stop there now. They've hit the technotronic technocracy level. Once the corporate fascists come in, take over the country, claim now it's kind of socialist, capitalist, they turn on some of the food, turn on the water again. After years not having food and water, people kind of accept the new fascist regime that still has communist rulers over it at the mid-level. Communist minders. Cuba's about to go into the corporate control. It's gone through its processing and training. Some places take longer than others. Then what happens next? And then we'll look at the U.S. and how they're planning it here. It's going to be a little bit more finesse, but once they get it in place, they are going to torture you and your family to death.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the Infowars.com studios.
So imagine how successful you could be and how good it'd be for your family and the culture and the world if you knew what the big planetary powers, what the big mega corporations were planning. Well, they think we're dumb animals, so they've all written books and thousands of white papers about what their plans have been, and they've been pretty much following them. And Elon Musk has warned they're bringing in a world government, they worship AI gods, and they plan on reducing the world population by 90%. Now, we're about to enter the final phase. There's been decisions at the highest levels to try to fight this because it's so psychotic. So everybody might want to listen because this is very important. The key to understanding it, a Rosetta Stone, a keyhole through which we can look, is the great exodus out of America's blue cities and blue states and how this is going to end. Now, in the last segments, I broke down, if you just joined us, how big mega corporations fund communists getting into power in China, in Russia, in Venezuela, in Cuba. They always put on acts like they're against it, but it's all been declassified. Our government put Mao Zedong in 49, on and on. But without getting into the minutiae of history, it's a program where they get you socialist, then they get you dependent, then they threaten to withdraw it. You then call for total socialism, a la Bernie Sanders. You get it for a while. Within 5 to 10 years, things totally collapse. But during that process, the state is consolidating all the businesses, all the farms, all the factories. Then when that finally goes belly up, the corporate fascists come in with the IMF and World Bank, quote, bail you out on terms and conditions where they put their people in charge of your country. They leave the communists in charge of administration, but they don't call it communist, and the corporate fascists are on top getting 100% pure money with no taxes paid. In fact, you pay them interest on the money you pay them. Now, pull back from that. Pull back from that far. Then pull back again. And then ask, what's the end game? They get total control socially over you. They don't let you have any middle class system, so you're independent. You're a slave. You're controlled. You owe your soul to the company store. That's why they want a basic income trial. It's to build independency. You know, they got signs saying don't feed the animals at the park. Why? Because they become obese, lazy, and stupid. Prosperity makes monsters. Adversity makes men. So here's the article out of the Hill. I got another one here out of AP. Similar headline. The Great Exodus Out of America's Blue Cities. And it's so big, it's been going on for decades. The brain drain. Workers, middle class, scientists, engineers, farmers, all fleeing leftist-controlled areas. They don't care. They build giant high-rise apartments, 250 square foot, rip off the third-world populations that come in. Third-world populations work 10 hours a day, but then also have to get welfare just to live. Now they're under government control. Then they can be brainwashed, and they can be turned into political weapons. And that's the next phase. We're a phase behind here in the U.S. We're going into the socialism phase. The total domestication phase, where half the public's on the dole. But you've already seen it, what it's done in other countries, and then the fascist model come in after. And so once they've got that socialist control, once they've got us domesticated, then they start exploiting. You look at all the kingpins that push this, Bezos, Gates, Warren Buffett. Every single one of these guys promote socialism, collectivism, forced inoculation, public school control. Gates calls it private corporate, but it's just a new form of public corporate school. And then they can dictate how many kids you can have. Then they can dictate how big a house you can have. Germany's already passed laws years ago, no new single-family dwellings. Canada says don't use the word mother or father. It's hurtful. All this stuff we talked about a decade ago, people didn't believe. They thought, oh, that's some crazy professor. No. What they teach in the colleges universally, globally, is what the corporations want. And it's what they're deploying. And to a man and to a company, from Bezos and all the things he owns, to hundreds of big companies, from Alexa to Whole Foods to Zappos to Twitch to IMDb to Workday to Grail and Domo and Juno and Twitter and everything else, he pays no taxes. He's international, but they'll lecture you all day. If you make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year, and you actually live in this country and you pay taxes at 40% local, even more, you have almost none of your money, you're the bad guy. But this guy, he's good because he funds Black Lives Matter. Now, he's got all these Chinese slave factories, just like Apple, the very worst in the world. But it's okay because he acts metrosexual. Now, with him, it's not a metrosexual thing. He's a ravenous, vicious control freak. Just a horrible, biggest sweatshop owner in the country, probably in the world. But they put on the act that they're wimps. And that it's cool for other men to be wimps because that's who they want under them. They don't want any chance at men standing up and leading us out of this. And it's psychological warfare par excellence. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the rest of the story. Then they bring in the total world government. Then they bring in the carbon controls and the carbon calorie intake tracker systems. All have our little smartphones to track it. And then they can just engineer us into the future with the 5G frying our brains, eating the GMO. All the big liberal publications now say GMO is great, GMO is good, and every study causes massive cancers, deformities, gene drift. It's designed to, and that's just the old technology. And now all the new stuff's rolling out. And I get up here and say, hey, there's chemicals in the water. Here's the studies. Shut up, racist. Hey, they got human-animal clones. Here's the study. 20 years ago. Doesn't exist, crazy man. Even as it all rolls out, because I'm saying it's a bad idea and explaining why and saying transhumanism and transgenderism isn't about a man that wants to be a woman. That's always gone on, or vice versa, or men that have feminine tendencies and females that have a, whatever. I don't hate any of you. It's that you're being used as the test case so that you can't criticize anything that's trans, because they're going to put real replicants on the street. And you know they're already on the street. They've had clones. Hitler was cloning rabbits. Don't think we weren't. We got the bomb quicker than the Hitler did. The U.S. has the best scientists, period. We've got the brain drain of the world. We get everybody. And the British Empire always had the jump on technology. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, they are now deploying this thing, and they're going to have these humanoids all over the place. And people are going to pay to have what they think are children, but it will be a humanoid. And they're already had the embryos. They've already announced, you know, oh, the gay couple, we want to have a little boy or a little girl. That's our genetics. It's not a human. It's a humanoid. You cannot have a homo sapien if it doesn't a woman and a man crossing. They can't even figure out how it exactly happens. And again, the women have a separate set of DNA that activates and then engages in genetic selection in the zygote level to manifest dealing with cultural issues or threats in the current time space.
Introducing Cellforce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
They're not even the same universe. I mean, she is an abject, psychopathic demon from hell. People around her say she's so dark now and so evil and so possessed that they are having nightmares. They're freezing out. Look, they say, listen, Obama and Hillary both smell like sulfur.
Whiskey bottle, a brand new car. There's too much coke and too much smoke. Look what's going on inside you.
At this point, does it
make that smell?
I have two words for you.
Can't you smell that smell?
Predator drum.
Ooh, that smell.
arrested. It's Alex Jones.
Flies in here, and the center is going to do something about these flies.
I knew they'd take the bait when I called Obama and Hillary literal demons. They reportedly do really smell bad. A lot of the time, but that's just part of psychos not caring how they smell to other people, being so selfish they don't tend to themselves, reportedly. But Hillary's always stunk really bad. That's, I guess, a beatnik thing she's into. But they are spiritually demons. They're very bad people. Obama expanded more wars than the last three presidents combined. Back to the Arab Spring, all those incredible crimes to destroy any sovereign, stable countries. The globalists don't want anybody to have anything stable. And that's what where they want America to go. They want to deindustrialize this country as well. And in closing to what I was covering in the last segment, why can't Democrats, why can't the minions of this understand that Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote three books on the subject? I read all three. That Carol Quigley wrote two books on the subject, Tragedy and Hope, and the Anglo-American Establishment. I read both books. I'd read a bunch of those by the time I was 16 years old. I hadn't read Tragedy and Hope till later. Just couldn't get through it. It's really academic. But I mean, I got what was there, but it was just a headache. But basically, the CIA in the 60s and the State Department running it said, we don't understand what's going on. We're fighting communists, and we're fighting fascists, and we're fighting dictators, but we actually want them in. But we tell the public we don't. And he said, listen, you want to control both parties in every country, or all the parties in a parliamentary system, and you want it to look like there's fights on the surface. But behind the scenes, grow the government, get rid of the middle class, transfer money offshore, domesticate the population, make them poor, make them dependent. And he says this in the book. The book's online for free. We sell it in hardcover. 1,000 were printed. 1,000. And then when copies got out, they destroyed the plates, but then it got reverse engineered. And because government funding went into writing the book, it's open source, though there's only one group publishes it now. And that's the thing. When I get some globalist professor or some trendy talk show host yelling at me and saying, oh, Jones has this opinion, Jones is this and that. Oh, human clones. Oh, gay frogs. Oh, world government. Oh. World government's all over the news. And that's why they're out to get us, because we already, you as the listeners, as the activists, you already forced all this out in the open. So our credibility is very, very high. So they pick a few issues where they can twist what we said or where we were wrong. We're not perfect. And they turn it into this big, giant celebration of how bad I am, so that psychologically now they can take our victory and make me a symbol of failure, a symbol of fake news, and then go, George Soros isn't a Nazi, Alex Jones says so. Or there's no world government, Alex Jones says so. There's no chemicals in the water hurting wildlife, Alex Jones says so. Even though it's all admitted because we exposed it, they got this alchemy where they take me and they make me the image of fake news to try to sell it, but it's not working. So that's why InfoWars is a battle now. I had naively, years ago, thought that if we could trigger 1776 worldwide, point out the globalist authoritarian system, point out its master plan, point out how they have the process of domesticating us, making us poor for political and cultural control towards the eugenics depopulation end. They've got to get full control of us first. We're talking domestication, enslavement, by the very definition, by a scientific, technological elite. And I mean, how many national security advisors, how many heads of universities write books about this, and they think you're so stupid, they do it in public. Because they thought nobody would organize to fight them. They thought nobody would criticize them. They thought nobody would develop a plan to fight them. Well, I didn't build the plan. I just rebooted the plan. You rebooted the plan. We built an audience. We got Congress. We got the military listening. We got foreign governments listening. And they already know what I'm saying is true. And then we're just, how about we have Renaissance? How about we have Americana and free market globally and go to the stars? That'll actually work great. Instead of a big global collapse with a breakaway elite and everybody else starving to death and then exterminated? Really? A eugenics plan that predates Hitler? Hitler was just a offshoot, a bad son, as they call them? You know, a bad son's like a little tree that grows up by its parent tree, but it's not wanted in your yard. You don't want to let it grow there. You might dig one up and transplant it somewhere, but usually you just come over with the weed eater and cut him down. Hitler was a bad son, but he was used very well to shift the power in the globe, break things up, and then allow a massive manifestation of force here in the name of fighting that, while the average American believed they were, while the deep state behind the scenes was putting China in power, propping up the Soviet Union, putting socialist revolutions in Latin America. But if they didn't follow orders, then sending in the whole paradigm is full-spectrum dominance, but not the full-spectrum dominance that you read about land, sea, and air, cyberspace. Land, sea, air, cyberspace, space, the mind, all major political movements, the major religious systems, the family, the biology of humans, under AI, sentient programming and control. And in the darkness bind them. So, everybody else read these books and decided to join this thing. I didn't. Ron Paul didn't. Nigel Farage didn't. Viktor Orban didn't. Klaus didn't. A lot of other people didn't. Vladimir Putin clearly didn't. The Muslims are under their Islamic control over their masters. And they are with it. So it is the big tech companies, Hollywood, the globalists, the Democratic Party, a lot of the Republicans, the radical Islamists, the communist Chinese backing it all up, the EU globalists, the pedophiles, the Satanists, against what's left of America, Japan, South Korea, Christians all over the world, and the spirit of Americana.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I'm not trying to kill everybody's hopes and dreams here. Some people would say, hey, you're being negative. Let's be positive. It's the most positive thing you can do. When you have organized, directed, overlord control, surveilling everything you do, controlling everything you do, admittedly to then take control of the environment to engineer a post-human world. Now again, back when I'd read that stuff 25 years ago, it was only in very elite journals. Then a decade ago, gosh, it's already longer ago, 18 years ago, Bill Joy says the future doesn't need us. He goes to this big tech conference, 200-plus tech owners, bunch of billionaires, and the consensus is, what do we do with the technocracy, and do we just kill everybody? Or just let them, like, basically Wally, lay around in an AI system and have robots take care of them? And he said the decision was, we're going to kill you. So, this is out of CNBC. There's also an article in Business Insider. 16 parts of China are now using Skynet. That's not the Terminator. Remember, I told you the Pentagon had a plan, and I put it in my book, Descent into Tyranny, 2002. I said there's a global grid of cameras and satellites and blimps that will track everything you do in real time. Read my book. And they call it Skynet. Skynet. And then they just condition you with these movies. And the World Federation of Scientists got a secret document in 2000. They reclassified at the request of the Marine Corps about how the main plan is once the world government's put in place, if they allow humans to live, it will only be in virtual reality. and they'll basically kill you and upload your brain, or they're going to put you in a tank at birth, and then you and your heat will power things. You know, wait, that's the Matrix. No, the Matrix is them conditioning you and preparing you. And I know this sounds insane. They're insane. I'm not the one doing this. I just warn you that, you know, half the frogs are sterile, and another third of those that aren't sterile are gay. That's the homosexuals, the word the new scientists used a decade ago. But they don't want you to know that, so they just say, Jones says the frogs are gay. Doesn't matter if it's on PBS or Democracy Now, just that bigot. David Hogg goes on C-SPAN and says, so what if there's more gay people? That's good. It's not about if there's good to be gay or not. It's about it's being done artificially. But 16 parts of China are now using Skynet, the facial recognition tech that can scan the country's entire population in a second and the entire world population currently in 2 seconds once it's in place. And you'll have a global social score already in China where if you don't dress nice, aren't polite, everything will be downgraded. And then there'll be more and more you've got to do to comply with the all-seeing eye. It's an attempt at building God, as Ray Kurzweil, the head of Google Futurist Development Program, said more than 20 years ago. I don't believe in God yet. And there is a race to be that God. I will be that God. A bunch of crazy people going, I'm going to be a God. No, I'll be. It's my Lagnar. No, it's mine. No, it's mine. Oh, yes. Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking media matters, George Soros, the Nazi collaborator, is all in the catbird seat for the big plan. And the globalists have told me, off record, their emissaries, one on record, the head of the Kissinger group at the time, John Harmon was a witness to it, and the guy did not say it off record, so I talked about it. He said, just come on up here to New York, Alex. You're going to love it. It's a good plan. You need to be with us. You're in the super class, and you can lead this whole movement, and you can have input. And I said, nope. He said, well, I just think you're crazy. I don't think you're just crazy. You know, I came on here so we could talk, and I could give you this offer. Okay, fine, whatever, you know. What, I don't want a world government with the elite think they're going to kill everybody? Yeah, it doesn't sound too good. And then their argument's always, well, look at the dumb public. They hate you. You'll never help them. They're not going to care about you. And see, that's the thing. Even if the public are a bunch of greedy, stupid, dumbed-down, selfish people on average, I'm not signing on to knowingly poison people, dumb them down, so I can sit up in a palace on top of a mountain of skulls and hang around with a bunch of you weirdo globalists. Because I can tell you one thing. You're not going to become AI. You're not going to become a god. You're crap. And the communist Chinese are a bunch of wicked, evil control freaks. We shouldn't be building this. We shouldn't be putting this in. We shouldn't be doing it. The 5G is hundreds of times stronger than the earlier systems. It will fry you. It will kill you. And they'll have 6G. And 10G and 100G. Because, you know, you don't want to wait 30 seconds to download a two-hour movie on 4G. You got to have it in a millisecond and show it off to your buddies, even though it's killing you. As I said in all the studies, old-fashioned cell phones cause heart attacks because they manipulate and trigger the cells that are in the heart that are electrochemical that fire the heart. That's why they're associated with heart attacks and heart cancer. Something that didn't even really exist before. It's very rare. This is all in LA Times now. But see, they're telling you. Now that it's ubiquitous, it's okay to tell you. Now that it's already on every street corner, it's all right. And right around the corner, they're about to announce the humanoids. Oh, and they're going to have rights, of course. But they're going to work for the corporations, and they're going to have back doors. They're going to be programmed, genetically programmed, with the exact traits they want. And it's going to be so sexy and so cool, and everyone's going to want to have them. And there'll be a choreographed mob scene where some bad, thugs beat up and kill a beautiful young female humanoid named Lexi or something. And there'll be a big compact that, oh, we've got to accept them. That means accept what the engineers make and do. And it's game over. Doors blown wide open. And they're going to make it where we can't have children. And we've got to go to the government. Because the genes and the eggs and the sperm are so fried. This is all on record already. Children of men, you'll have to go to them to have your child, but it won't be a child under agreements and compacts. There'll be certain attitudinal adjustments and things that are done. And, you know, oh, yes, we're going to splice your genetics, but how about all this? And it's all just done so easy. And why, you're against two women having a child and splicing their genetics? You're against two men? What, are you a homophobe? You're like, no, actually, that's not a human. You got to have a man and woman. Oh, shut up. There's no chromosomal differences. What? Next you'll tell us there's gay frogs. And it's all... No, it's not scary to have the communist Chinese that have had millions of Buddhists taken into custody and killed for their organs. Oh, the left all like Buddhism and yoga, and they all wear their little shaman beads, and they're all part of their trendy, cool exercise cults, and everyone's bouncing beach balls, and oh, going to Vegas, and oh, Alex Jones is a troublemaker. Oh, let's be positive. Oprah Winfrey, Anthony Robbins. And I'm not knocking Robbins. He has a lot of good points, but it's this, yes, the most positive thing I can do is be a information warfare suicide bomber. The only person that dies is me. The only one that gets killed or destroyed or demonized or hung up there upside down across is me. And you know what? I'm not doing it because I'm a martyr or I'm a saint. I'm smart, and I've read their writings, and now it's all out in the open. And this is an anti-human, murderous plan that makes Hitler look like an angel. And you know what, humanity? You've been warned, and if you don't care, and if you don't pull out of this, and if you don't say no, God, don't have wireless in your house. Take the cell phones away from your kids. I know I even have trouble. We're already so deep in the bacon grease, folks. They're talking about how the cell phones track you in live time with their cameras and know your emotions and report it back to the Chinese government. Remember the Apple apps years ago already had on the phone where it knows you're sleeping, your heart rate, when you're not even holding the thing. It's a robot. Hooked into the entire global government, watching everything you do in real time in their admission. Now, I haven't plugged in 2 hours. You know what? I'm not even going to plug today. X2 selling out. May never be able to get it again. It's a real 50% off, whatever. If people need to flood us with capital because I'm under attack, I need to expand the face of this, and I'm totally dedicated. And they're in a place better to spend your money and get great products and stand for the First Amendment, Second Amendment, the whole shooting match. So, period. You stand with us, InfoWarsStore.com. Thousands of amazing items. Get in there, shop with the good guys. We can win this thing. Free market they're afraid of. Because, again, you can, with your choice, voting with your dollars, change the world. So thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But I've just laid out the master plan.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best exposé on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them to the library, to give them to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.